Now, there's a big push underway to help save a lifeline service that is considered hugely important, particularly for those battling mental health issues. We know that mental health is a big issue in this country, and the Samaritans do a lot of work to help those in need, but one of their key services is under threat by a lack of funding. Bernadine Reed from the Samaritans is here to tell us about the fundraising effort that is getting underway, or is well and truly underway by now. Bernadine, very good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us about the fundraising and what you are fundraising for.
Well, basically, we're fundraising to keep our 24/7 helpline going. We need to get money from just general people out there on the street, so we've got a street appeal going today. We're also trying to diversify and, you know, come up to date with the other means of getting money. We rely entirely on the public to fund our service. We get generous grants, but we put a lot of effort into getting those grants.
Mm. What sort of service do the Samaritans provide?
Right. We've got a 24/7 helpline, so people can ring us when they're feeling that there's no one else to turn to, they're feeling life's getting really complicated, and they just need to talk to someone. It's in the area of suicide prevention. We see that by talking to us, people can sometimes, you know, find that sense of hope that can be missing when people are feeling suicidal.
Mm. And how many people, do you have a number on how many people do actually call up and ask for help?
Well, in Wellington here, we received over 30,000 calls last year.
Gee.
That's a huge number.
Yeah.
And we have 80 or so volunteers here in Wellington. We have continual recruitment drives to keep that number up so that we've got people to answer the phone.
Mm. Is it an expensive agency to run?
I don't think so. I think we run, you know, very economically, but we have something like $150,000 to find. Mm. Just to keep the phones, you know, we have to pay. We've got no 800 number, which means our callers can call us free, but we have to pay to receive their calls. And that's one of our big costs. We've got we have some part-time paid support people as well.
Okay.
But all the people on the phones are volunteers. They're doing it because they care about people who are in trouble.
And they'll be trained, and they'll know exactly how to talk to people who do call them up.
Yeah, we have quite an extensive training program. We have a selection program. We don't take everyone who just, you know, thinks they might like to do this. Mm. We select for people who are able to establish an empathetic relationship with callers. And they are trained in listening attentively to what the person is saying. We don't get hugely into solving problems, because mainly what people are wanting is the opportunity to explore what's going on in their head. In times of crisis, we all get to the stage where we're not thinking as clearly as we might like to, and just talking to someone who will listen can help the person themselves work through that.
Yeah, and Andrea, if you had 30,000 people in Wellington alone last year calling up,
I think those are not Wellington alone. Those are from all over New Zealand.
All over New Zealand.
And we have links with other Samaritan centres in New Zealand.
Right.
And we can share the phones with them at certain times.
Very good. Well, very, very important to know that agency is there. So you've got fundraisers out and about today.
Out and about, wanting people to donate. And also it's awareness raising for us, so people see our collectors out there, and it reminds them that our service is available. And our 0800 number is 726666.
726666. 0800 726666.
And there will be someone there to listen when people call.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for coming on the program, Bernadine. Wish you all the very, very, very best with the fundraiser. Very important agency, the Samaritans, just in terms of the volume of calls they take. And, of course, the very very kind people who volunteer their time to be of some assistance as well. And they've got their fundraisers out and about on the streets today. So if you do see them, if you are able to spare some money, that would be most thoughtful of you, given the service that they do provide. the Samaritans, 0800 726 666, by the way, if you would like to call them up directly as well.